This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wednesday, it is 3:08. We are live in downtown Minneapolis. Getting to work today and getting around town was pretty dang easy. It's snowing out there right now, but I want you to rate the snow cleanup. 1 to 10. Give me a number at 651-461-9226. Because last night, in the thick of it, well, the snow was coming down, and we had about, I don't know, and at the airport, we had, what, Dan, 4.5, 5 inches of snow. Minneapolis, around 4 inches. Some places got 6. Some places got less. This morning, looking at relatively clean interstates, I don't know, I kind of looked at it. I think it was an eight. And Dan is the one who brought it up this afternoon. And look, Dan Cook is not normally the "we're the best in the history of the world and everybody else can suck it." That's not usually your approach.
True. Yeah, no, that's fair.
But when it comes to cleaning the streets, having things safe, you said what?
I said that this snow event that we had yesterday would have crippled most major cities in this country. And we all showed up to work today like, yeah, you know, it's fine. I noticed it especially driving home last night when even the freeways were still all covered. And, you know, the plows are out doing what they can do, but it was coming down so hard that they could only, you know, mitigate it to a degree. Everybody was taking their time, doing their thing, getting home. Yeah, there was an occasional spin out, but it wasn't the shutter down we're all
absolutely
screwed, that yeah. they would think you'd see in other major metropolitan areas. I think we know as Minnesotans how to do weather better than anybody else in the country.
It's a bold statement. It's a bold statement, and at first my reaction to Dan was like, come on, settle down. But the truth
except
is
that you know that I'm not just doing this to be a rah-rah Minnesotan. That's not
right.
My bit.
So I decided to consider your thesis and send it to the people. We're rating the performance, and then are we better than anybody else at this? 651-461-9226. On the first question, lots of text coming in. Great cleanup in Woodbury, 10. Richfield, 10, says another text. 952 or it was a 10. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought we were going to have to put it off today. 612 or 10. All of these 10s. Let's go to Brian in Plymouth. Western suburb. Brian, you guys got about, what, 4 inches of snow yesterday?
Yeah, 4 or 5. The roads out here are great. I'd rate it an 8, but you're doing the rating the wrong way. The major highways like 494, 694, 394, they probably get an 8.
Yeah.
But I had occasion to be down in Minneapolis, Chicago Avenue, 46th Street, that area. That's a 2. It might even be a minus 2.
So I'm a
It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon today, and they don't have the side roads cleared. They don't even have the main roads, like Chicago Avenue. You can't even park along it because the snow's piled so high. So
I was around the University of Minnesota today, Brian, and I would say maybe a 4.
Yep.
Yeah, you make the accurate distinction here that our highways. What impressed me about the highways, and maybe people in Minnesota deserve a little credit for like leaving work early yesterday. But usually you think about a snowstorm that happens during the rush, which is when a lot of this came down. But the roads were decent. Like they weren't clear by any means when I drove back to St. Paul last night at 6. But I was driving the whole way around 40 miles an hour. I only saw one car off the road. And it was pretty good. But then, you know, well, I feel like I'm new to St. Paul, so I shouldn't speak ill of their performance, but I was curious where the plows were.
Well, the city of St. Paul and the city of Minneapolis, they're probably going to get a 4 or a 2.
Or a 2. Yeah.
They're way behind. They're way behind the suburbs, like way behind.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it. 651-461-9226. The suburbanites are loving it. Eden Prairie, 10. Oak Grove, 10. My road was plowed out by 5:45 this morning. It's pretty good. Now, the cities have it much harder because people are parked on the street. And so it is significantly harder to get down the streets and plow it out. And they have a lot more miles of street.
More people park on the street in Minneapolis and St. Paul than others. But I mean, even like in my suburb, St. Louis Park, there was a text message middle of the day afternoon yesterday. Saying, hey, we're not necessarily declaring a snow emergency, but it would sure help if as many of you that could get your cars off the street so that we can come through and plow. And I think they did a fantastic job. So much of this is about communication. Mm. And again, that's more difficult in a denser population area like the city of Minneapolis. But I think a lot of the burbs are doing great.
Brown County says a 507er. And state highways are amazing. Dry, clean, and drifts being cleared almost immediately. Now, St. Paulite says, Jason, it's 5 out of 10 because a snow emergency doesn't start until tonight. Side roads are not good, says Mike. I think that's more of the city thing. So you have the snow emergency that takes effect. Another texter saying city plowing is impacted by the bump outs and the irregular street configurations. I think that is unquestionably true. I mean, there's lots of reasons for it, but it still kind of sucks, right? Like, we understand why. It is sort of the contract you make. And I when you live in the city, you accept the fact that you got to suck up a certain amount of that, right? It's just part of the deal. It's the trade-off you
right.
make.
And my point, you know, in saying we do it better than anybody else wasn't to say that we do it perfectly or that it can't be done better.
That's right.
It's... You know, your ability to get around this metropolitan area today after 4 to 6 inches of snow is remarkably better than it would be in any other city in America.
Are you trying to get a job with like public works, PR, or what happened today?
I don't know what you're talking about. Hashtag open to work.
Lethal on YouTube says St. Cloud gets a 4 and Sauk Rapids. Do they even own a plow? I give them a score of 0 for the last 30 years. Roseville gets a 10. Roseville is phenomenal, says a texter. City of Hugo gets a 9. Washington County gets a 3, parentheses as usual. Oh, it's very good. All right, Richard's in Minneapolis. Richard, are you going to plowsplain why Minneapolis is struggling, or are you going to let them have it for what the streets look like?
Well, you know, it wasn't too bad this time because you could move, and there was some sand underneath the snow that allowed you to move. But I got a great big complaint about the very first snow and ice we had. It was just impossible to move around in Minneapolis on the side streets because it was glare ice. And they're always late. Every year, they're always late. And they never, and it occurred on a weekend, or a holiday maybe. And every year it happens, they don't get enough sand out on the intersections. Yeah. And almost had the accident two or three times, you know. The very first snow and ice we had was very treacherous.
It was rough. Thanks, Richard. Appreciate it. My friend Stephanie texts in and says, as a 25-year resident of St. Paul, I can tell you their plowing skills are a 1.5 out of 10. Bill is in St. Paul. Does that sound about right to you, Bill?
Yeah, although actually, that's where I am currently. I live in Ember Grove. But what I'll tell you is this. Like, I would much rather we get the plows that are like the German plows where they lift the little shovel thing so it doesn't pile 4 feet in front of your nose. I would take that over naming our plows any day of the week and twice on Sunday. Let's not name the plows. Let's just buy the right ones.
That seems like a reasonable trade, and I'm sure, like, fiscally it's about a wash, right? Like, how much are they spending on this name the plow thing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Exactly. I'll call the plow Gustav and do it right. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Very good. Very good. Yeah, it is one of those things. When I was driving around today, I saw all the MnDOT plows had like a trailer on the end of them, on the back of them. So they were salting the roads, but they were also walking around with plowing around, doing their thing with a double trailer of, I assume, brine. So they're spraying the brine. It was quite something. Honestly, Blois Olson today in his Morning Take newsletter said that maybe instead of spending so much time naming the plows, we should spend a little more time doing some PR for the plow
driver.
Yes.
Because I just saw, you know, watching these plow drivers on the highway navigate all the Nimrods who are like zipping around them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing it with not just a giant truck of a plow. Then they also have this fairly long trailer of like giant igloo style thermoses filled with brine. Am I painting the picture?
It's excellent. It's very, very well done by you.
Did you see those things
Absolutely,
out there?
Yeah, no.
Are they always there? I felt like every... Maybe it's because it's a little warmer. We're not in that sub-zero.
I think that's a big part of it. I also want to add the corollary to my argument. And again, my initial argument is that we in this metropolitan area do winter. And I say that not just as a function of the government, but of the people. We do winter better than anybody else in the country. And the corollary argument to that is that I don't argue that to say quit your complaining.
Right.
My argument is we've earned our ability to complain because we're so good at it.
All right.
We have a high standard. If we don't meet that standard, we get to complain.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Good report card. Good grading, everyone. Nice work. We're going to break when we come back. I have some thoughts on the talking point that is spreading throughout the Minnesota Republican Party, where Republicans do not want to denounce President Donald Trump for calling Somalis garbage and saying they should be sent back, because they're saying, well, no, what, it's selective outrage. No one was calling for anyone to denounce what Governor Walz said or what Joe Biden said. It's a load of crap, if you ask me, and I'll tell you why when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.